You just talked to this. They keep white twice and color the rich and soften your clothes. Wait until you feel it yourself. Talk about stain fighting power. Watch. The sheets target the stain right away to release it from the fabric. Restore to like new. Nothing worse than iodine. We're going to pour it into this water. Our clean block water sheets. And that is it gone. It's just incredible. Clean block smart sheets are hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested. There's nothing worse than dirty socks. I'm going to wash one sock to show you the difference. And just look at the clean block difference. Clean block laundry smart sheets work in all water temperatures. Our ultra concentrated with double the cleaning power of other laundry sheets. We've also added in powerful mineral powders that actually soften the water and soften your clothes. It's the power of a laundry room full of cleaners in one smart sheet. So don't carry all these when all you need is this.
Call or go online now and get your large box of Clean Box Laundry Smart Sheets. And that's up to 60 loads for just $19.99. But to make this the cleanest offer on TV, you can get a second large box for 50% off. That's 120 loads.
And that saves you even more money.
Stock up now while supplies last. Call or visit buycleanbox.com.
Beat Will Mark, a true American hero. This decorated veteran earned the Silver Star. We got such a shape. I was drinking more, I was taking more pain pills, but when I started using the bomb, it wasn't really clicking, but there's no more anxiety, there's no more anger, there's no more
Fun is now available at Walmart and on Amazon with free shipping with an annual donation supporting the Patriot Fund. Go to Walmart or Amazon.
Premier Arts Institution, the Kennedy Center, undergoing significant upgrades to modernize the facility after receiving $257 million in funding from the One Big Beautiful Bill, signed into law by President Trump back on July 4th. Now, Senate Democrats are launching their own investigation into the use of the Kennedy Center's $268 million budget, with Republican Senator Sheldon Whitehouse accusing my next guest in a letter of turning the center away from its core mission. Then the Washington Post, right, based on Senator Whitehouse's letter and his claims in that letter. During an hour with the fact in the second season's explosive in the president of the Kennedy Center, Richard Grinnell, and a full disclosure before we begin, I am a member of the Board of Trustees for the Kennedy Center. Rick Grinnell, great to see you this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Maria.
Whitehouse is making allegations that this has just become a place that President Trump lets his friends use for free. He's talking about FEMA using the space with the rental fee. What do you want to say? What is your response?
Well, my first reaction is that Senator Whitehouse, Rhode Island Democrat, who's on the Kennedy Center board, should show up for some of these meetings. He hasn't been to
a meeting. There's a war in here now.
To the meeting.
Huh? There's a woman here.
It is.
The Kennedy Center. There is no possible way to look at the situation in any other way. The books were a mess when I walked in. We were paying staff with debt reserves. We didn't have money in the bank. It was chaos when it came to programming. What President Trump said is let's clean it up. And what we've done is two things. We've cleaned up the programming so it's common sense programming. We haven't canceled a single show. What we've said is you're going to come to the Kennedy Center. You need to have a combination of either selling tickets or donors or corporate sponsors. Corporate sponsors and donors fled during the last regime. They didn't want to be a part of some of these woke programs. Now that we have common sense programming, they're coming back. We, in one department, Maria, we cut in development from 94 people to 16 people. That department alone is now outperforming. The 16 people are outperforming the 94 with fundraising.
Wow.
We have raised $117 million. Literally, we have 3 months more to go in this fiscal year, and they're blowing the doors off fundraising. People are coming back. Now, let me finish with one more point. Our institutions across the country for years have been having ticket sale problems. What they've been unable to do is attract donors and corporate sponsors to make up the difference. The New York Times alone just did a huge story a couple weeks ago saying Broadway ticket sales are way down. Broadway is down.